When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cowboys, Texans, Monday night on this radio station. This man will be part of the call, like always, Babe Laufenberg, every Thursday at this time here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby. Good morning, Babe. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great, guys. And Choppy, is there any way I can get that Bobby invitation as well and stay over at your house?
Oh,
absolutely. Come on by, man. We'd love to have you.
We'll have a slumber party.
Yes.
We got pillow fights, everything.
I love it. Okay, ready for some trivia.
Now, Babe, if we were going to come over to your house, what would you make? What can you make?
I'll make anything you guys want. I'm a griller.
Oh, okay.
Hey, matter of fact, I met your man Matt on the elevator in the last game.
Oh. Yeah, Pittman told. Yeah, he had texted us. He said he bumped into you, and he's like, "Babe's a listener, man. He's all about it. He had all these facts he was spitting at me."
Oh yeah. Now he didn't offer to come over and cook for. But you know what? If I said, "Hey, I'm bringing the guys over. Will you come over and cook for us, Matt?" I think he'll do it.
Yeah, Babe. Did you see the Al Bernay news this morning?
Yes, I did.
Because I know you did some terrible work over there, right? They would host along with Aikman and Roger for some of your events.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story about Al and the kind of guy he was. So, yes, we do our fundraiser for the Live Like Luke Foundation. It's a 501c. They don't do breakfast or anything like that. I called Al, or I texted Al. It was in, like, January. I was hoping to do this thing in May. Didn't have a place for it, but I thought that'd be perfect because it's a real small deal. So anyway, I texted him. He calls me right back. I'm in the middle of watching a playoff game. Can't remember which one, but it was in January. He was driving to Colorado. He had a place up in Colorado, and I knew exactly where he was. He was in Dalhart. So if you've ever driven from Dallas to Denver, you go through this little town called Dalhart. Anyway, I said, Al, you didn't need to call me now. Blah, blah, blah. And by the time I got off the phone, he just said, anything you need, we'll do. Because I said, all I need is a place. I'll pay for everything, blah, blah, blah. But if there's any way we can use the restaurant, it would be perfect. Anyway, to this day, they pick up the expenses on the food, everything that happens there.
Wow.
And it was just fantastic. So can't say enough good things about Al. And certainly, sorry, as we all know, that ALS is tough. And he had a more severe form of ALS, and I didn't know that was possible until I found out about what was happening with Al. So very, very, very sorry to hear that.
And, yeah.
He and his family, great, great people.
Well said. All right, trivia time.
Okay, so we know C.J. Stroud's coming to town, right?
Yeah.
We know C.J. Stroud was the second pick in the draft last year, and we all know that the key to winning a Super Bowl is to take a quarterback at the top of the draft, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not so fast, my friend.
Oh, boy.
Okay, only four quarterbacks have been taken with a top three pick. Four guys have been taken with a top three pick and won a Super Bowl for the team that drafted them. So top three pick, only four of these guys have been taken with that top three pick and then won a Super Bowl for the same team that drafted them.
Easy.
Easy.
Elway.
Manning, Aikman.
Well, it's slow down. Manning? No, nope. Eli was drafted by San Diego.
Yep. That's right. He was. It's a trick question.
Elway was drafted by the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, yeah. See?
Dang it.
Uh-huh.
But you got Peyton, and that's right. Easy because you're looking right at the lovely face of our Peyton Russell.
And you got Aikman.
Yep.
So Peyton, Aikman.
Yep.
Who else won?
When was Bradshaw drafted?
Bradshaw was 70.
Does it matter? You just got him.
Yes.
Yes. So that's one.
Now you're missing one.
Roger?
No. Because Roger was not a top three pick, right?
Where did he
go? Roger was a 10th rounder.
Oh, that's right.
Cowboy insider, my ass.
He is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well,
the greatest quarterback.
It's not.
Brady went in the sixth.
Johnny Unitas.
Joe Namath.
No!
Oh.
Well done,
By
babe.
Greatest quarterback, you mean most overrated, right?
No, I know your take on my man. I named my son after him, Chop, so be careful.
I think Bradshaw's the most overrated, not Joe.
I'm not coming for the slumber party. If you,
I like Joe Willie name.
That's so good. Babe Loffenberg, fantastic on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Would you like to start with the Texans or the sun or the moon?
Anywhere you want to go.
Let's go sun. What do you make of this whole sun deal?
Well, it's interesting because how many games have been played there? How many plays in those games? And then start multiplying. And there's been about four or five plays that have been affected. But don't they all seem huge?
Yeah.
that play Sunday, now you may say, hey, it's one play. We had a lot of other plays. But, I mean, it's probably going to be a touchdown.
Yeah.
Cowboys take the lead.
Yep.
Does it change Cooper Rush's confidence? Does it change the crowd and the way they're reacting? Now you got a lead on Philly. I mean, a lot could change. But interestingly enough, the next play on third down, they hand it off to Rico Dowdle.
Yeah.
Inside on fourth and three or third and three, I guess. And, I mean, did that affect that play call to say, you know, I don't want to take a chance on our guys not being able to see the football? But
right.
The funny thing about it is, yeah, and there's, you know, it's a lot of plays to did that cost them a game? Hey, they've been behind by 20 points in their last five games at home at some point in the game. That's an NFL record, by the way. So the notion that one play is during the season, no. But here's the funny thing. You can't go back and re-sign Derrick Henry, right? We can't. That's not going to happen. So you can lament all you want. Oh, we could have had this guy. You would please everyone, if you just said, you know what, man, we're going to start putting curtains up. Nobody would say, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Now they would say, why is it happening so late? But it'd be universally applauded. So why not just say, yeah, we're going to put up the curtains. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Has C.J. Stroud taken that next step in year two?
Well, I don't want to say he's regressed. His numbers aren't as good in year two as they were in year one. And the problem is, much like Dak was dealing with until he got hurt and what Cooper Rush is going to deal with Monday night, and he did last Sunday, he's lost his two best playmakers. They've been playing without Nico Collins and Stephon Diggs over the last four weeks. And obviously Diggs is not coming back. It looks like Collins should make it back this week. But when you take away those dynamic playmakers, you're just not going to be as good at that position. And I think that's what's happened to C.J. Stroud. I really like him. I liked him coming out in the draft. As a matter of fact, Josh McCown was the quarterback coach at Carolina, and I texted him and said, and we've had a little relationship, you know, and I said, boy, I know everybody's giving you input, but just looking at it, C.J. Stroud seems to be the guy. Obviously, they drafted Bryce Young, so it tells you how much weight my opinion carries. But but I don't know that Josh McCown was the decider in that one either. But he's very, very good. It's funny when you look at
this show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What he did last year, the name that he keeps getting compared to, at least statistically, you look at the record book, and it's Dak Prescott and his rookie year. Dak literally had the best rookie year of any quarterback ever. He's got the highest passer rating for a rookie. I think Stroud is third. You know, Dak, you forget, Dak had 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. And I always say you kind of announce yourself early, it seems like. The really great ones, they announce themselves early. I remember DeMarcus Ware, Seattle, preseason game, his first game. He's got 2 sacks, a strip sack fumble, an interception, and that was in about a half a game. And you're like, okay, this guy could be pretty good. And C.J. Stroud went almost 200 passes to start his career without throwing an interception. And that doesn't happen by accident. So he's a handful, but again, he hasn't had his weapons. And that's why they're 1-3 over the last 4 games.
Babe Laufenberg joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Babe, when you look at this Texans offense in the second half of games, we were noting earlier this week, it's been 4 straight games without a touchdown in the second half. They've actually been 1-3 in these games. They've led at halftime of all these last 4 games. What's going on with them in the second half of football games? Are you seeing defenses adjusting to them in the second half? What's been the issue?
You know, honestly, I have not dug in. I will today. I looked at some of their stuff. I have a little routine of getting through the Cowboys early in the week, and then later in the week I start turning the attention to the other team. But I have looked at the numbers and watched the game, you know, against Detroit Sunday night.
Yeah.
Sunday night. Yeah, I get them all confused. Man, you watch so much football, don't you?
I do.
I don't know what I'm watching when, what channel, who's doing the game, who's the announcer. But the numbers are startling. They really are. First half to the second half. They're one of the best teams point differential in the first half, and I think they're dead last point differential in the second half. So I don't know what happens to them necessarily that you can pinpoint, and I always say there's a lot of coaches in that building over there trying to figure out what's wrong. So for me to put on one game tape and say, oh, here's what's wrong with Houston, would be a little presumptuous. But there's no question, if you can get them to the second half, the odds are in your favor. I mean, if you can get them to the second half and you're leading or close, the odds are now in your favor because they have not been a good second-half team.
Babe Laufenberg here on the Fan Cowboys Color Analyst. After the offensive performance from Cooper Rush, Mike McCarthy, that you saw Sunday, would you go to Trey Lance and just use his legs as much as possible? Or are you buying, as Jerry told us, there could have been a neck strain issue with Rush? Because that was putrid.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was a bad performance, no question. And I thought the offensive scheme, we're going to just throw it into the flat about 10 times. And, you know,
is that an indictment of the O-line, Babe? Is that the only explanation, like, we don't trust for a 5-step, 7-step drop back?
Well, the protection was relatively good. It was not a jailbreak. Jalen Hurts got sacked 5 times in the first half, right?
Yeah.
So, it was not a jailbreak. And at some point, you got to kind of count on protection.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just throw 3-yard flat routes all day. The one that was really upsetting, I think it was 3rd and 7 or 3rd and 9.
Yes.
And they run a 4-yard hook to Tolbert on the right side. Now, it's one thing if you run a slant and you're hoping to get the guy on the run, you know, or even a flat, you're running a pick play, you get the ball to the guy on the move, and the idea is we're going to turn it up and make the first down. But you know, when you're working a hook route like that, you're working back to the quarterback. So for the most part, wherever you catch it, it's going to be where you're tackled. And that was the one play that sort of stuck out in my mind, other than the the sun play to CD of the end zone. But, you know, they got to figure out something different than what they did. They'll have a little familiarity. Houston, because of D'Amico Ryans being the head coach, and he was a defensive coordinator for San Francisco, a lot of carryover. You put this tape on of Houston, and you strip the jerseys off them, you might as well be looking at San Francisco. The only difference, they don't have our man Fred Warner in the middle.
Fantastic. Excellent stuff. Thank you so much, and have a great call. We'll be listening.
Okay, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Cowboys color analyst Tolo, Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Let's get ready for the sleepover tonight.
Oh, baby.
Matching pajamas, eat, drink, movie. What is going to happen at the Choppy household to get ready for the Roanoke Firehouse tomorrow? We preview the sleepover, final hour, Thursday edition next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.